Log Talk Radio.
New Talk City Radio, what the fuck is poppin'? Really all-star in the building. Shout out to TDI, Showcase, Vice, what up? Mel Stacks, what the fuck is poppin'? Far Rock in the building, let's get it. Shout out to TDI, Showcase, Vice, what up? Mel Stacks, what the fuck is poppin'? Far Rock in the building, let's get it.
You already know, man. That's what we do each and every mother effing Monday. New Talk City Radio, man. Wouldn't be right if I didn't have my road dogs with me. Jay Showcase, what up, man?
Yeah, before we continue, listen. Yesterday was Father's Day, and you know I was thinking Vice doesn't have a proper introduction. So today I'm giving Vice his proper
introduction. Wait. We're going to give Vice a proper introduction?
Proper introduction. It's about time he gets one. Everybody else got one. He doesn't have one. So here it is. You ready? 3, 2, 1. He cleans the floors. He mops things. He'll fix his toilet if it's clogged. No, he's not your super, but he's your everyday player from the Bronx.
Mike, what up, man?
What the fuck is this, man?
Choke gave me an introduction.
You just won a new car. Wow. Yeah, niggas are fools.
Hey, yo, man, happy belated Father's Day to everybody out there, man. Happy Father's Day to Vice, happy Father's Day to Showcase. No happy Father's Day for me, because I don't own an animal. Or I don't have
a child. He doesn't own a child. Look, listen to this nigga. I don't own a child.
I don't have a child. I don't own one. I don't have a dog. I don't own one.
You have a cat.
Sure.
Yeah, happy Father's Day. You have a cat.
You got a cat.
So you
don't have a cat.
Yes, you do. You have two. You have a big fat pussy.
Hey, yo.
You have a big
pussy
that goes in and out.
Hey, yo, man, listen.
That's my Father's Day gift to you. We just solidified you. You now have your own intro.
Yo, but you heard the music we gave him, yo?
Come on down!
Yeah, I'd rather that music than that Selena shit.
The what?
I said, I'd rather that Price of Right music than that Selena shit you like.
Hold on.
Yo, Kitty, I think we struck a nerve, son. And for playing the game, what does he win today? He wins a brand new car. It's the music, nigga.
Hey, yo, listen, man.
The music. Damn it.
Listen. Shout out to Charlie, Jesus, killing me up here. Yo, shout out to Young Shane, man, who was up on here last week. Shout out to Cuban Link, who was up on here the week before. Shout out to DJ June, man. Everybody who came out to the bull ride this past Saturday. It was crazy. That's the Simmer Dimmer. Won the H of Dinner.
Yo, not for nothing. Hey, right, real quick. You know that bring you back a little bit, though, right?
What?
I said, you know that bring you back a little bit. Right? That bring you back just a little bit. The days of skipping school, nothing on TV. Oh, my God. What the fuck is that? What is that? For the corny jokes, kid?
Yeah.
It wasn't even a joke. Yeah, TDI
exactly.
Reminds me of the fucked up clown that comes out in a good act. God.
All right, man, look.
All right, strike two. TDI reminds me of the Puerto Rican Pippi Longstocking.
Oh.
Yeah, I want to get into this joint right here, man. For my nigga Jaga. My nigga Jigga, Jay-Z, everybody be talking this crazy nonsense about LeBron James, man. Leave LeBron James alone, B. Without any further ado, I know he's a little older, but you know what? I still like it, and it's still popping.
Hey, I was in Oakland. Oakland like Brooklyn. Short. Down. What's up? Yay area. They showed me so much love when I was down there. I had to get hypey on this one. Ask my nigga LeBron. You're so big, we ain't gotta respond. When you're talking to a don, please have respect like you're talking to your mom. We let the money do the talking. As you see, we be talking rather often. The rock boys in the building of the 150 million. Don't it sound like we yelling? Who the fuck's overrated? If anything, they underpaid. Hate, and that's only gonna make them spend a night out of spite with the chick you been dating. Be the best of the best. We gonna be here so the rest can take a rest. I gotta get this off my chest. No pause, none of that shit. Get off my soda whistle. Soda whistle. Soda whistle. I gotta mean some soda on it. It's too easy for me. Hold up. I gotta keep it real. It's gonna take 7 movies by Will. What up? 7 movies at 20 mil, and you still take short from what I did with one deal. Hey, don't compare me to nobody. I'd rather not be mentioned. I'm offended. Unless you're talking to Nacho Jenkins or John Lennon or Jimi Hendrix. I'm just a rock star, bitch. Keep it real, you know I got y'all, bitch. We ain't in the same league. You can lie to yourself, you can't lie to me. I don't even know y'all name. Too big for you to rap LeBron James. Rock Nation, a new movement. And y'all money funny, what the fuck are you doing? I don't know what y'all on, it's a
yeah, this your boy Cuban Link, South Boogie Down Bronx Bomber, putting it down with my boy TDI on New Talk City. You know how we do, man. E2K, we on the spot with it.
Yes, sir.
I spared people with my play.
Huh?
I spared people with my play, son.
Yo, that was for that kid, Sean Stevenson, for the Dallas Mavericks, who was going at LeBron like 3-4 years already.
I spare people with my pay, and all you people can wake up to the next job and go you back to your boring lives and da 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 da. Second.
See what LeBron James people? You see what I'm saying? You see like?
Nigga, I didn't even say it. He said it. I spare people with my pay. He said it himself. I spare people with my pay, and all you faggots can go get up to do your born-ass jobs and your born-ass lives in the morning, so leave me alone. Fucking, what a conceited bitch.
It's the truth, though, I mean.
Conceited bitch, kid. Lose and lose properly. Don't sit there. Oh, you people
he
can
did.
Go back to
I mean, nobody was making, he didn't say anything after he lost. I mean,
the very first thing he said after he lost is everybody else can wake up in the morning and go to their born-ass lives. And they're born and this, this, and that. That's the very first thing he said. And then he said,
I was up my game a little bit,
and da 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 da, and blah, blah, blah. Yeah, go ahead, try to Twitter him. I bet you he's too conceited. He won't even, he'll delete your Twitter account.
It's all good.
Listen, there's a difference between conceited and just overly conceited.
There's LeBron a difference James is between. Just, you're just a LeBron hater, nigga.
I'm not a hater. He said it himself. It's not like I'm making it up. I can understand if I made it up, but if he didn't say, I spoil people in my game, he ain't the best. He ain't even close to Michael Jordan's stature. He shouldn't even be in the same
compared,
place.
He gotta be somewhat near Jordan. Everybody compared to him to Jordan, though. Why?
Because of him himself. He said it.
He's like
the Jordan of the new millennium. He said it himself.
He never said that.
Yes, he did. I spoiled people with my game. No. So you tell me he never said I spoiled people with my game?
He never said that about Jordan, though.
Did he ever say I spoiled people with my game?
Yeah, you damn right.
Did he say all
hey,
you bums can wake up in the morning to your born ass job and
man,
it ain't gonna bother me?
Go work for the press, my nigga. You sound like the media.
He didn't say that? So what did he say then? What did he say?
He said, if you knew anything about anything, you'd stop talking about this.
What did he say? Tell me what he said then, Mr. LeBron. Tell me what he said. You know what? Next week, I'm going to pull up the soundbite where he says, all you people can go to your bum-ass jobs, and I'm good to go. He didn't say it in so many words, but I mean, he might as well. With him and his ugly ass face. No, congratulations, Maverick. I was off my game.
I heard so many people hate on one man.
Even better. When they signed with the Heat, they threw a big fucking party like they were NBA champions already.
All right. What's his team?
What?
He don't have a team. That's why he's talking so reckless.
But what does it matter? What does it matter? I can see the party that they threw. I don't need to have a team to see that they didn't win the fucking NBA Finals. I don't need to have a team.
All right, so, all right.
So I need
so what is your point? What is your point? What is
he's
your point?
He's a conceited bitch.
So if he conceded, what does that make Kobe Bryant?
Kobe Bryant got rings, nigga.
Oh, wow.
True.
He got
so
rings.
He's not conceited now, right?
Having a ring gives you the right to be conceited?
It doesn't give you no right, but at least he got rings. At least he can pop that little fucking foot in his.
LeBron James doesn't claim to be the best. Like, he's not conceited.
He's people with my play. And we're not going to win one championship. We're not going to win two championships. We're not going to win three championships. We're going to win multiple championships. Hasn't won one yet. And then he's the chosen one?
Key word.
Okay,
yes.
What about the chosen one shit?
The what?
The chosen one.
Come on, my nigga. He's the biggest player in basketball right now, like him or not. Face
the chosen
he's
one.
The biggest player in basketball. He's the biggest name
one.
In basketball right now.
And he's a scrub. He's a scrub.
That's it. That's where you ruined it. Anyway, we're moving on now. The dumbest thing I heard all week was DJ Showcase saying LeBron James is a scrub.
Okay, wait a minute. So you're telling me these besides his little dunks that he does, that he's a good perimeter shooter. I don't need to know basketball to fucking know that he's not a good perimeter shooter. I don't need to know none of that. That he can't do no turnaround jumpers or fade back. I don't need to know none of that. If he's not wide open and he doesn't have a clean look, he doesn't fucking make the basket. He's not a game changer. I'm sorry. Dwayne Wade was better off without him.
And this is coming from a nigga whose last basketball game on TV was Larry Bird.
But it doesn't matter. I see sports. I watch sports. I watch his, you know what? I don't need to be. I don't have to have a fan to have an opinion. It's my opinion. You don't like it? Oh, well. Call me a LeBron James hater. Fine. I'm on team LeBron James hater.
Join the millions, nigga.
I spoil people with my play, conceited bitch. I hope he never wins a ring. And that way, 5 years from now, I can tell you he's
a Then you could say all of that. Then you have the right to bash him all you want. But as of right now, 26 years old, I advise you to just hush your mouth.
Let me tell you something. You don't throw a party unless you got the ring.
He didn't join a team. They created the dynasty. This is one year. It's 1 year. Yeah, all right, cool.
Literally, how many more years Wade has? Literally, you're talking about dynasty. And a dynasty to me is 10 plus years. Wade barely has 5 left, so.
Basketball ended a week ago, right? And they're already favorite to win next year. 7-1
favorite
to win next year.
This year too.
Exactly, all right. So that goes to show you that people didn't lose hope.
And they left, nigga.
Put your money up.
Listen, people still haven't lost hope in the Jets, and they're favored to win every fucking year.
Oh, they not, nigga. Get the fuck out of here, nigga. Niggas say the Jets are favored to win every year. Nigga, what fucking newspaper you read? The Diario, nigga?
Okay.
Yo,
I'll
man.
I'll spoil people with my play.
You tight right now. Read it.
I'm not tight. I spoil people with my play, son.
Why? Get into my shit, man. Back on my bullshit.
JVOP a few months short. So with each touchdown, we gon' both join force. But in the meantime, in between time, yeah, I'm grinding, yeah, I still gotta feed mine. Still looking good, I feel even better. Check my temperature, I got a fever for that cheddar. Blue water, warm weather, that's what I lust for. Two words for OB, fuck off. I'm getting sucked off, bad bitch, my little leak. Them waist ass fatter than well me. Fuck you trying to tell me? Talk to Dawn, you better ask how that bitch whole life story by the second glass. Bright lights packed out, got the crowd going crazy like they all cracked out. Like how we had the fiends out of 9-4. They ask me how I do it, wanna know what I'm on. Back on that bullshit, been on that bullshit. T almost home, on my motherfucking goodness. Good shit, bad business. Foreign cars, we live this. Back on that bullshit, been on that bullshit. Peep out home, on my motherfucking goodness. Good shit, bad business. Foreign cars, we live it. Smiling so much now, I think I got a toothache. Already got bread, guess it's from that new cake. It's so fattening, but who's weight watching? I see you little niggas looking like your weight dropping. We don't miss meals, never go to bed hungry. They like something fishy, yeah, that overseas money. We in poor bitches, in the store niggas. We a fucking problem, got a problem, come and fix it. Get your life broke, they already that. Niggas done like a 16 bar ready grab. And when the Desi clap and the smoke clear, I be halfway around the world getting dough there. Lighters in the air, vibe with me, zone now. You ain't got a lighter, pull your motherfucker phone out. High with me, higher than a 747 beat. When it's all said and done, niggas gon' remember me. Back on that bullshit, pin on that bullshit. P almost home, on my motherfucking goodness. Good shit, bad business. Foreign cars, we live this. Back on that bullshit, been on that bullshit. Peep out home, oh my motherfucking goodness. good shit. Bad bitches, foreign cars, we lit it. I never felt so good. God damn, MOBB, 2011, HABO, Prodigy, let's do it.
New Talk City Radio, what the fuck is poppin'? It's your boy, Relly All-Star. Far Rock is in the building all day. Hamels, what up?
I already know.
Yeah, you know, TDI, you know what I want to touch on real quick?
What's up, Pip?
I want to touch on, I mean, get offended. Whoever gets offended about this, get offended if you want. I want to touch on the thing that people think they run around guns are tough. Over the weekend, Father's Day weekend, mind you, like 8 fathers died at the hands of gunmen.
Well, right, on some recklessness?
On no reason shit. One guy was going to the store, shot him up. Another guy doing a nice little house party, shot him up.
What about the dude in Long Island in the pharmacy?
That's another one. That's a girl, shot up for no...
Four people got hit. Kids
nigga,
more than
that.
Right?
He's looking it up. But what I'm saying is this goes out to all those people with guns and toting guns and thinking it's tough. Put down the gun and watch me break your face. I'm sorry. Get back to the hand game, son. It's ridiculous. The gun game don't make you tough. I mean, for all these kids growing up now thinking the gun game makes them tough. The gun game doesn't make... A 3-year-old can shoot a gun. Literally, you give a 3-year-old a gun, tell him to shoot, and point at something, he's most likely going to hit it. Yeah. It doesn't make you tough. All that gun shit is ridiculous, man, especially on Father's Day. You know, these kids got... Kids, the two fathers that I'm talking about in particular, the two fathers in Brooklyn, had 2-year-old sons. 2-year-old sons. They will never have the opportunity to tell their father Happy Father's Day at all. At all. They didn't rob no money over some nonsense. Over the one in Brooklyn house party started off over somebody bumping into another person. Really? Are you kidding me? I bumped into a million people walking up and down the city. This city is big. If you want to fucking live somewhere where you don't need to bump into somebody, go to Timbuktu.
Go to the mountains.
Move your ass into the mountains and call yourself Billy fucking Crockett, Davy Crockett, whatever the fuck you want to call yourself. But really?
Yeah.
The other one was in Brooklyn. He was coming out of the store minding his own business. These fucking guys ran up on him, shot him 8 times.
Shout out to my man Jay Arch, man, on the check-in. Shout out to everybody showing love on the Facebook and all that.
For all the kids listening, or all the kids anywhere, or people that know people, the gun game is not tough. The gun game doesn't make you hard. The gun game doesn't make your name stand out. The gun game, to me, you're pussy, and I'm sorry to say it.
That's real. Respect that. Because
you put down that gun, your hand game is probably sloppy. Because this ain't PSP. This is not Fight Night Round 3. This is not Mortal Kombat or Street Fighter, none of that thing. But come on, man. Put the guns down because you know what? What comes around goes around. And one day, I don't want to put people's lives in danger, but one day it's going to be one of your family members over some bullshit because some idiot wanted to pop off the gun. And that's all I got to say about that. Life is too short, kids. Life is too short, people. Life is too damn short. Give a person a good old ass whipping. An ass whipping lasts longer than a death. Sorry. I personally would rather prefer to whip somebody's ass, whoop them real fucking good. That way the rest of their entire life, they got to know that I whoop their ass.
Whip it real hard.
Yeah, like, come on, seriously? Because if I shoot somebody, what is it going to do? They're not even going to remember. They're not even going to remember.
I spoke about that yesterday at a barbecue, man. Shout out to my twins at a barbecue. Yo, shout out to my little sister's her birthday today, kid. Big 23.
The whole thing is getting ridiculous, man. I mean, it ain't video games, kid. You shoot somebody, they die, and you're taking their whole family away from them.
Yeah, where's Vice?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know what I'm saying? Vice, Vice. You agree with me? Be legitimate about shit, man. Death is not something to be taken lightly. Death is not for something to be bumping into somebody and then you have to kill them because they bumped into you or stepped on your brand new white sneakers.
Yep.
I mean, death to me, if somebody,
that's what used to stay happening back in the days.
The what?
That's what used to stay happening back in the days.
Yeah, you wiped off your sneakers, you got into a little scuffle, whatever, and that was it. It was nothing serious. You bumped into somebody, they say, excuse me, you say, excuse me, it's not that serious. I mean, death is not that serious, because not only did you kill somebody, you wrapped their whole fucking life in a womb. Well, now you're on the run because you can't go into your own home, because now you're on the run because you're going to get put away for life. I mean, is that serious? Is really that important that you get that kind of notification, you know, don't look his way because he'll kill you? I mean, how is that tough? That's not tough to me. That's
just
weak.
My man Prodigy, man, Mobb Deep. Twitter love, you know what I mean? Just that DJ Alex sensation.
And it's getting worse and worse. Father's Day, son? Really? Father's Day?
I don't know, man, but it's got some requests over here for some music, man. Let's make the people dance for a minute. Get it to my man. We're all right now, DJ Scuff, man. Showcase don't go nowhere. Vice, stay posted.
Yo, Star is Santo Domingo. Yo, El Resort, EOE.
Girl, I want you to know I can't get you out. good verse, freestyle unrehearsed, so clean, no curse. And when it's on domain, everything hurts, so I put it in reverse. Go back to the scene where I seen you first. I need you to sing that single again. Play that video, I seen you a fan. 100 million scans in my mind all day. Calling in requests on the line always. Yeah, the breaks in of your fan club. Leading players all behind like a band of. Like a timeout in tennis for a finish. How'd I get in it? Maybe was your hair. Maybe was your player. Maybe it's the heels and the way you wear. Maybe it's your real and the way you care. You don't care if I'm ill or a millionaire. The only thing that matters that the feeling's there. Your smile's so bright it's like a grill's in there. High off life, don't need a pill in there. You're killing me, I think I need a will in here. Got me feeling real skills impaired. Hard to describe while you're still in here.
I know you work weekends, right? I know you work Saturday and Sunday, correct?
Yeah.
Now, if you didn't work those weekends, and, you know, I called you up around 12 o'clock and said, yo, let's go chill, you'd be down or you wouldn't be down?
If I didn't work on those weekends?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, nigga, why not?
Okay, because TDI over here, he's a fucking vampire. He only comes out at night. No, he only comes out at night. He only comes out at night. I invited him to play. He wants me to come out at night. He's pissed off at me because I haven't been over there and I'm trying to come
out.
I'm
not pissed off. I gave up.
He wants me to come out at night. Everything's night.
I didn't know you live in a fucking nursing home, nigga.
He said, yeah, we'll go to 5 in the afternoon. I went to go play ball Saturday morning, and then after that we went on a, you know, a lot of people meeting, a lot of
cartoons on.
Nigga, Saturday, this is where you're supposed to play baseball in the morning. You're not supposed to play baseball at night. So we did that. Me and my peoples, we played baseball for a little while. And after we played baseball, we jumped on the bikes and we went on the trails over there in Vancouver.
What kind of bikes? Mountain bikes or school?
Yeah, mountain bikes. We went mountain biking. Mountain biking.
You had a banana, like a swing, like little banana bike and all that?
Nigga, I got a mountain bike.
I'm talking about the bike where they got the 3 seats and then 2 other people sit in the back and they pedal with you. You got that shit, the 3's company
no,
bike?
No, sir. Sir, I got one bike. My people's got bikes. Everybody had bikes.
All right. So you all rode like little homos to a park.
But what you mean homos? That's exercise, kid. What are you talking about homos? How is riding mountain bike homo? Really?
Together? Yeah, it's kind of gay.
How is it gay? What am I supposed to ride by myself?
I don't know. I was downtown by Chelsea the other day. I seen a couple of dudes do it. They were a little flamed out. I mean, you know, there's nothing wrong with it.
Look at
the bright side, Showcase. You got one vote away. One more vote, and then you could do that shit all you want.
But wait, hang on, stop. Listen. So you're telling me dudes mountain biking, having a good time, chilling is homo to you?
Vice, if we're going to play baseball, I'll meet you there or you meet me there. Me and you are going to be riding on bike looking at each other like, yeah, let's go this.
What girls are going to be at the baseball field? What are you?
You can't do nothing with them. They're going to get married. So what are you trying to figure out?
But it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what girls are going to be at a baseball field. I mean, do you not like to stay in shape?
Lush.
Is it so wrong that I want to be in shape? Is it so wrong that I spend most of my days now working out and exercising and getting healthy and not just sitting back, sipping on fucking Bacardi rum teasers or whatever? I'm actually
you drink Bacardi?
No, but I'm saying you, TDI, I'm saying, you know, you gotta, there's another world outside of the nightlife.
Is it?
Yes.
I know about that world. I get out at 6 in the morning, like 5 days a week.
No, but I'm not talking about the
I don't want to do it on a weekend, I'm sorry. Sorry, there's no way to get me outside on a week at 6 in the morning unless we go to a barbecue or we go upstate to the lake. I'm not getting up. 6 in the morning to swing at your wild-ass pitches.
My wild-ass pitches. Yo, Vice, I hear somebody scared, Vice.
No, man.
You can say what you want. Nigga, you hear somebody tired. That's what you hear.
Listen.
You hear tired, nigga.
Sleep.
They're backing down, son.
They back down real, real deep. Now he doesn't know Donnie's number.
I got it.
Vice, you need to take a day off.
You really want Donnie's number showcased? Because you can get his number.
No, but I want you to be there. I want you to witness it. But since you can't wake up before fucking 8 o'clock at night.
Why should I?
Nigga, we're hanging out. We're playing baseball. What is baseball? When do you play baseball? When do you
ever
play baseball?
In the Bronx.
You don't play in the afternoon. You play in the morning.
Everybody plays in the morning. Not everybody right now, they're playing the baseball game right now inside.
Yeah, but that's you know, that's with lights and all that shit professionally.
No, but that's
saying,
baseball.
But I'm saying a majority of the people who go out to play baseball or softball usually go out in
the afternoon. No, nigga, it's afternoon games.
Nigga.
Why do you think niggas are coming back all late, nigga? In the summer, it's lighter for a long time, so people stay and they play baseball, nigga.
All right, so wait, you want me to call you up at 8 o'clock and we'll go play baseball at 8
no,
o'clock?
No, I never sit up at 8 o'clock, nigga. 4 or 5 o'clock in the afternoon is perfect. My nigga, you want to play baseball at high noon, nigga, when it's like a 98 degrees outside. The sun is at its fucking pinnacle
so
stage
of
the day.
You scared of the sun? That to me is a little homo.
Yeah, I'm scared of the sun, showcase. Yeah, I am.
You're scared of the sun. Now, if that's the case, if you don't want to come out to 4 or 5 o'clock in the afternoon, at least fucking call the nigga back.
Well, nigga, say the truth. Your girl can't let you out? Is that what it is?
What are you talking about?
Whoa.
It's because I'm out in the morning doing other things.
Okay,
and
I want you back in by 3. I want you in by 3.
Oh, my God. Really? Really? So now you're gonna pull that card?
You unlock this door with the key of imagination. Beyond it is another dimension. A dimension of sound. A dimension of sight. A dimension of mind. You're moving into a land of both shadow and substance, of things and ideas. You've just crossed over into the Twilight Zone.
Got that work from A to Z. selling work like staffing agencies. Used to call me Lotto, now I'm just a guy. Pull a birdie out my hat and make that fucker fly. I got clients on the countryside. They like it to the oil, they do it Kentucky fried. I tried, mama, that 9 to 5, mama. I hit my knees every night like our father. Enough bricks to build a barricade. Niggas investing like I'm TD Ameritrade. Make a half a mil in a half a week. Niggas talking greasy while I just got back from Greece. I threw my man a half a piece. This is money calling right now as we speak. My Betty Crocker on. I need a yacht big enough to land a chopper on. My spicy tuna chilling, but my sake warm. Got me cruising through the city with my boxers on. My whole life it feels like I've been in the maze. I'm educated, but degrees ain't getting me paid. No niggas with bachelor degrees making minimum wage. Never me, I count cheese while I'm twisting up J's. I'm God's gift, I'm heaven sent. Angels fall from the sky just to get a glimpse. I see the future that they trying to make for us. So I ain't bullshitting, I'm getting papered up. Obama said it's getting better, but it's gotten worse.
You get that money.
Fuck being unemployed if you got that. My beat bang, my mic work. 10,000 hours of practice, that's light work.
I'm by winning. Win here, win there. That one. Let's just do it. Let's beat this thing head on. And you were in it to win it. Oftentimes says unknown, but occasionally, you know, a giant marquee name comes through on your caller ID, and it's like, winning.
You're listening to Lush Radio online. Lush Radio online.
I gotta play like this.
Yo.
Showkey.
Yeah, just say.
What's the email to the show, my nigga? Forgot that shit.
Email. Yeah, I'm scared of Sun 1.
You gotta back out, get banded in them, yo.
It's newtalkcity1@gmail.com.
Newtalkcity1@gmail.com. Got it.
Lush. Nigga, scared of the sun.
Shout to DJ Anguish, man. Anguish, what up? I better tune in, man. I got a crazy mix from Anguish in a minute. We'll let that go soon. Not me.
It'll mess up your hair, right?
What you talking about, man?
Sun's no good for your hair, right? Yeah,
yeah.
Nigga, you know what? I'm gonna call you at 4 o'clock, and I'm gonna do the 4 o'clock afternoon thing with you. And I guarantee you, you still won't pick up.
Shout out to everybody who called my phone and say the same thing when we pick it up. My phone never say that.
That what? What are you talking about, nigga? You don't pick up at all, okay? That shit goes to voicemail 24 hours a day. And then he wants to get pissed off. Yo, nigga, what's up? Why you ain't calling nobody? Check your fucking machine, nigga. That's what it's there for.
Wow. Yeah, fucking Showcase. Yeah, what would the show be without Showcase? I mean, we found out for a month. Yeah, Mel Stacks came in. I think Showcase got Mel Stacks whacked, so he doesn't pop up anymore.
Why would you say that?
They haven't popped up since you came back.
It ain't my fault, though. If he comes in, it's better for everybody here because it gives me a chance to take a breath and not talk so much. So I'm the advocate of Where's Mel Stats. I'm about to go to Kinko's and start printing out fucking flyers. Where's Mel Stats?
Back at the milk carton?
They still do that? Yeah, they still do that.
Well, why not? The money's right. They'll do anything.
That should be crazy, right?
No stacks, back in the milk carton with color and everything, huh?
Insane. He pick up the milk and say, oh, shit, that's me.
Hey, another 14 minutes, man. We're going to have your boy showcase on the showcase minute. And it's going to get crazy, I think.
So, Vice, how did you pause today, Vice?
Oh, it was good, man. Woke up to breakfast. Woke up to a freaking homemade cake. It was good.
Hey, see, that's see, TDI, that's what usually happens in the morning. Breakfast, cake, you know, things like that. So what else?
A couple of balloons.
What did the kids get you?
A couple of happy daddy balloons and shit, you know?
And the wifey, what did the wifey get you?
Wifey, just chill, relax and shit. She made the mean breakfast.
Yeah,
I got a love for that.
I actually went to Seven Lakes, another morning thing, which TDI will not know about. Went out to Seven Lakes, floated in the river for a little while.
You know what's crazy? Yeah, listen, I try to set up a plan for a bunch of us to go to Seven Lakes.
Right? The what?
Showcase sneaks out and goes to the Seven Lakes, right? But you're notorious for this. Listen,
again,
you're notorious
today.
Don't let
you wait a minute. Hey, listen, you just told me yourself nobody can call you in the morning. So there is no Seven Lakes. Because I'm sorry, you can't go to Seven Lakes at 5:00 in the afternoon and expect to have a fucking good time.
I just told you, I'm not getting up unless I'm going to the lakes and to a barbecue.
Yeah, but how are you ever gonna get that we're going to the lakes or anything like that if you can't wake up prior to 6:00 at night?
Work.
I mean, it's a double-edged sword. Because I called you the day before. I said, yo, Vice, I called you the day before. I said, yo, I'm going to call you around 12 o'clock.
Now,
come
listen.
On, chill. And he
and
said, all
right,
cool.
Let's end this chat this way. We both don't agree on plans, right? Let's just not make no plans. Maybe we can all be happy.
What you mean?
Let's not make plans. Let's not make plans
at
all.
Our
schedules conflict. Let's not make plans. That's it. You get up in the morning, you go to your lakes. I'll somehow get up in the morning and go to the lakes.
You said the nigga said somehow get up in the morning. Why don't you wake up, son?
I told you let's go to the lakes. What you say? I don't know.
Okay, but again, even if I said yeah, let's go to the lakes, what are we going to leave at like 7:00 at night?
A big trip. There was no excuse why we couldn't make a big trip to the lakes. For Father's Day.
I don't have an excuse. You don't pick up the fucking phone. I called you Saturday. You didn't pick up. You didn't call me till Monday. That shit said like 10 missed calls, and you didn't call me till Monday. So what are you talking about? In fact, I did call you Sunday because I was going to invite you over Sunday, and I said, yo, let's go. But you still didn't pick up. So what are you talking about, son? What's wrong with you? Scatter the sun. Get some sunblock.
You're stupid.
Vice,
hey,
the truth,
I was
Vice,
in Oakland,
you know,
Oakland like Brooklyn.
It's the truth, because I called up a couple people, but nobody picked up. Everybody's fucking sleeping, and all these fucking single people
Hey, I was in Oakland,
sleeping.
Oakland like Brooklyn.
You know? That's what happens when you're single. You can sleep till fucking 6:00 in the afternoon.
Don't complain about it, nigga.
I'm not complaining about it. You're complaining about
Sounds
it.
Sounds like
you're
it.
You're telling me... You're telling me I'm sleeping
I'm
on spaces, and you're telling me we
the lake ain't going nowhere, nigga. I'm gonna be there.
How? You can't get up in the morning. You
don't
even know morning time is, kid.
Now I gotta take advantage. Vice can go now, so Vice, get ready, kid.
Let's do it.
Get them trunks ready, nigga. Get the barbecue stuff ready. We out.
Vice, I'll give you my number, kid, because I wake up in the morning. We'll probably get there before him.
So you need permission, nigga.
After, what are you talking about permission?
This nigga TDI.
He goes with the permission.
Permission,
yeah, you see, Vice, you see how he manipulates things? You see how he says, yo, I try to make plans, this and that. Oh, but I don't wake up in the morning, son. I can't wake up in the morning. Why? We can't go to Seven Lakes at like 7 o'clock at night, son.
Hey, yo, watch this, Vice. Watch me murder her with this for a while. Yeah, but how's the last time you and Vice came over here to my crib? When was the last time we chilled?
When's the last time you picked up the phone?
No. Don't answer
listen,
a question with a question. Man.
But that's just the truth. Every time I try to go to your crib and I pick up the phone to give you a call, nigga, I'm not going to. Gas is expensive, kid. Gas is 4 fucking 50 a fucking gallon, nigga. What's wrong with you? I'm going to waste my gas. Get over there and you halfway asleep. Pick up the phone.
Showcase.
Yeah.
You never came to my crib and woke me up?
Of course I have, and you went right back to sleep. And
oh, now it's different. What, the gas go up 20 cents, and now it's different? Can't wake me up?
Nigga, 20 cents in gas is a lot of money. And my luck, your ass wouldn't be there.
It's a dude, but it's no excuse. My nigga, this is shit he used to do back in the day. The nigga used to come in here, bang on my door. I used to get up. The nigga used to push me out of bed. You'll throw on the Xbox.
Okay,
now... We need a permission slip signed.
What permission?
Vice is old enough.
Nigga,
I can sign
if
it.
If I go over there, why do I want to go over there and hang out with a half-dead person that doesn't know what sunlight looks like?
That's true. The gas went up 20 cents.
Oh, my God. You see this nigga? You know, Vice, I would have went over there at 10 o'clock. I would have been banging at the door for about an hour. He wouldn't have picked up. It happened already 3 or 4 times. Yes, sir, it happened before. It happened before. Don't tell me it never happened. But I came to your crib, and it happened. Yo, Vice, I went to his crib. I knocked at his door. Dunk, 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 dunk. Knocking. Dunk, 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 dunk. I was out there for about 20 minutes. I called his phone. I heard his phone ringing inside his apartment, and nothing. I left. He calls me back at 6 o'clock at night.
Yeah,
this
nigga can write a fucking comedy.
What happened, son? Yeah, I was at your crib, son. You didn't open the door. Oh, word, you had my crib? Why didn't you knock on the door? I did knock on the door. You passed out. Oh, word, you know, what's up, man? What's up? Coming out now? 18 hours later. Hello?
Yeah.
It's showtime.
Oh, man, yeah, I niggas is funny.
You see what happens when you let him talk on his own? He gets
there. Yeah, that was funny.
Mike, I didn't say nothing. I just...
Showtime.
You know, that was good.
It's showtime.
That was good. That was funny. I ain't gonna say nothing no more. I'm just gonna keep my mouth shut.
Called him a lesbian. He thought he was talking to himself for a minute. He don't like that.
Yeah, no. Listen to this. And this nigga, I'm gonna keep going. Now you got me revved up. Yo, Vice. What is TDI's favorite team?
It's showtime.
What's TDI's favorite team?
Man.
It's showtime.
No, baseball. I'm sorry. Baseball.
Boston.
Yes, Boston. You know that when they came here to the Bronx, I had four tickets.
And you didn't go?
And I called them up. And what did he tell me?
Nah, son, you know, I don't know, son. I don't know, son.
Boston. Yankees.
Yo, son, I don't know, son.
Because it was only like 6, it was like 5 in the afternoon.
Yeah, I don't know.
And then what does he do? At 10 o'clock at night, he's like, yo, what are you doing today? What are you doing tonight? Are you fucking kidding me? Boston, he turned down the ticket, son.
Yeah, that nigga was crazy, man.
He turned it down. The first person I thought of with these four tickets was TDI. And you know what he told me?
Nah, son, I ain't going to that.
What?
Yeah. Turned it down. I had to call 3 other people to try to get in, and I got 2, and 1 ticket went to waste.
Nah.
Yeah.
There's 3 sides to every story, man. Showcase side, to the outside, and the right side.
Okay, so what's the right side then?
I'm not getting in. I'm not disputing with you. You sound like you're my girl.
What? Oh, my God. You hear this, nigga? I sound like I'm his girl. Yeah, he's the one telling me, you need a permission slip, son, and this and that. You can't come out nowhere.
All right, Showcase. You ready for your Showcase minute, man?
I think we already had, like, the Showcase half hour.
All right, so I need to somehow calm you the F down, B. So let me just get into this real quick, man, while you just, you know, relax, kid.
I'm good, kid.
You are now about to witness the strength of street knowledge.
Pump up the volume, pump up the volume.
Judge, I go by the name of GDI. BX. Let's go.
This is for the fellas on them corners who blaze heat. Bobby over 40, don't matter, they stay street. True bomb through to the break beat.
Yeah.
Never knew how to dance, that's why I lyrically break beat.
Uh-huh.
And I'm out for the damn bread. Play cooler with this great tool, I put two in your damn head.
Boom.
And I go by what the fans said. Said my bars go hard like mixing Blue Moon after lamb's bread.
Woo.
Go ahead and act like I'm a simple talker. Make your neck go back like Playboys and British Walker.
Dang.
Hip-hop needs a breather. We could turn Moon out to the funhouse or sofa to the fever.
Let's go.
I don't care where you went, man, you super fake. I am the ex like the girlfriend you used to date. And I'm not with the hate shit. Still bump Dana Dane and Grandmaster rocking my A6.
Yeah, this your boy Cuban Link, South Boogie Down Bronx Bomber, putting it down with my boy TDI on New Talk City. You know how we do, man. E2K, we on the spot with it.
Yeah, man.
All right, so what time is it right now?
I don't know. You ready to go?
No, but what time is it? It's 9 o'clock?
Wow, we can start it off early if you want.
No, but what time is it? I'm asking you the time. Do you not know the time?
It's 3 minutes to 9 o'clock, okay.
Yo, you hear this shit, Vice? I'm asking him, what time is it?
You want to do it now?
Yeah, nigga, cool.
What time is it?
Three minutes to nine.
Okay, 3 minutes to nine. So 3 minutes more. We can talk about this. 3 minutes.
Okay.
I got it. You want to do it now? Early? Okay, do it. Forget it.
All right.
Showcase minute, 3 minutes early.
Ready?
I'm ready. The year 2011. DJ Showcase. I Twittered. I know how to Twitter now. Be careful. I'm coming for you, motherfuckers. I can Twitter. At New Talk City 1. I can Twitter. That's all I gotta say. Peace.
Wow. You actually got it right, though, bud.
Yeah, no.
Think of that. That's what I said. I hyped it up, everybody's following. I hyped it up on the followers, and that's what it was.
I think he was practicing over the weekend.
And I was twittering over the weekend. I was tweeting over the weekend.
That's funny why he called me then, to tell me that he got it right.
Okay.
I tweet. I know how to tweet now. I'm officially a tweeter. No pun intended.
Yeah. Whoa,
okay.
What the fuck is going on back there, B?
What the? You know my block. Yeah, it is
what it is,
man.
So, you know what? I want to get all your opinions. I mean, everybody's opinion now. Gay marriage in New York City.
Gay marriage in New York City?
Yeah, but quick. Good thing or bad thing, and a reason. Oh, well, without the music,
or gay marriage in New York City.
Yeah, CDI. Good thing, bad thing, and then you gotta give a reason why it's either good or bad.
I'm gonna say bad. And I'm gonna say bad only because I think the rate on all the sicknesses and all that, all the diseases, is gonna increase. Honestly.
Yeah, but gay marriage is not gonna do that. If you're homo, you're homo.
Very true, but I think being gay just gives it that push to gives it the okay for more people to do it.
Okay, Rice, gay marriage in New York City, good or bad?
I really don't care for it, son. It's whatever.
No, but in your opinion, good or bad?
I don't know, son. I can't really call it.
He don't give a fuck. He really is not concerned about it. What about you, Showcase?
Me? Bad.
Yep.
Bad.
Why, because you don't have a boyfriend?
No, listen. Oh, my God. You've been waiting for that one, right? You tried real hard to get that one in.
Oh,
yeah, no homo, son. Relax, because I use KY before any interaction.
Whoa!
Yo, so in my opinion, gay marriage is bad. And forget about the moral part of it. Gay marriage in New York City is bad because you know all the people that are going to be flocking into New York to get married? Because now they don't got to go to Canada. They could drive into New York. You know what's going to happen to the economy here in New York? The economy is going to go up, which I guess is a good thing. But the people that live here in New York, all the shit is going to go up. All the prices are going to go up, and we're going to be fucked. So we're the ones getting fucked with KY Jelly, with all these people getting married.
I don't know about that. You're kind of... I think you're kind of looking for that last vote over there, my nigga.
Nigga, I'm not looking for the vote. I'm telling you that everything, in my opinion, everything here in New York is about to skyrocket through the roof. New York is going to be like the only place in the States you can get married as a gay couple. So everybody and their mother's going to come over here, and shit's going to go up. Everything is going to go up. Everything. The bridges, this, that, and third. I mean, if you're gay and you want to get married, good for you. Do it on your own time. Do it somewhere else. But, not, you know, I don't understand why New York City, because you know what? They're not looking out for the interests of the gay community. They have no intention of looking out for the interests of the gay community. They're looking out for the interests of their fucking pockets, those fucking faggots.
That's right. Yeah, it's going to definitely bring a lot of money in.
Yeah, but it's going to raise everything up. Right now, New York is probably one of the highest, like, commodity areas in the United States. And now it's just going to triple. It's going to triple because, you know, before, if you were gay and you wanted to get married, you had to take a nice little fucking flight to Canada and this, this, and that. Now, if you're gay and you're married, you could jump in a car and drive up to New York and get married.
So, Showcase, in other words, it'll be more convenient for you. You're already here.
What? That's... You see, only you would say something like that. What happened to my permission slip? I'm married to a woman already.
Oh man, this nigga's stupid.
I'm not feeling it. And you know what? And to the gay community. And this goes out to the gay community, if anybody, you know, listening. If you think that the state of New York
gives us... Don't offend nobody. I'm not trying to have a bunch of gay activists in front of my door.
I'm not offending nobody. I'm just saying to
only
the gay community...
Only lesbians, I don't...
Listen! If the gay community thinks...
Kelly.
If the gay community thinks that New York...
Oh, Kelly, listen!
Oh, my God. If the gay community is listening and they think that New York City or state gives a fuck about you and you're right, they don't care. They just want your money. They don't give a fuck about you or your rights.
What you're saying, they want to tie that knot and be gay forever. That's what they
want to
do.
Yeah, but nigga, but here it is. Half of them are going to be like, oh, New York cares. New York gets it. No, they don't fucking get it. They want your money. And trust me, when you come out, New York is going to become like fucking Vegas.
Minus the slot machines.
Yeah, New York is going to become like Vegas. Could you imagine the billboards in Times Square? Oh, God.
Showcase, would you do a mixtape that had the gay flag on the cover?
The what?
Would you do a mixtape that had the gay flag on the cover?
Why?
I'm asking you, would you?
No.
If it ever had the purpose, you know what I'm saying? Somebody wanted a mixtape from DJ Showcase.
It's not coming from me. I'm sorry. I don't believe in it. I'm sorry. My belief in gay and all that stuff is no. I know I was born this way. Bullshit. I'm sorry. If you rip us down to our animal instincts and this and that, animals have an instinct to go after the female and vice versa. Same sex shit is a human created thing. So I'm not down. So you asking me if a gay guy told me, here, make this mixtape, put the flag on our tongue, fuck off. Sorry.
Oh, man.
I guess he'll all be right. getting the bully beat down.
Then I guess so. Then I guess I'll be getting the faggot beat down because I'm not.
And you okay with that?
Nigga, what am I supposed to do if 20, 40 faggots jump on top of me?
Hey, yeah, what? Hey,
obviously, I'm not going to be okay with it, but what am I supposed to do? Beat them off? I can't take on 20 people.
How many people do you think you could take down?
How many can I take down?
How many people do you think you could take down?
Like what? If a group of people jumped on top of me, how many I could take out? At least two or three.
Hey, yo, in one bed?
Oh, my God. See, you guys set me up. You guys set me up for some shit, and it wasn't even meant that way. Fuck both of you. That shit is not even funny.
Stop doing this nigga the curveball. It's the nicest move, son.
That shit is not even funny. Yeah.
You swung and you missed.
Yeah, no, I'm done.
Yo. Hey, yo, listen. I'm gonna get into this angry shit. I ain't fucking with y'all, son. Showcase, you already know you can take three in one bag. Damn, son.
Yeah, no, I'm done. You see that just ended my night. You guys can reach me at New Talk City 1. That's at New Talk City 1. That just ended my night. That just made me so disgusted, kid. My stomach is turning. I'm not even kidding.
As long as it was your stomach that turned, I'm nothing else. Yeah.
Call me the goer, and oh yeah, I got a girl. She act like I owe her, and Sometimes it seems like I just don't know it, and yeah, the relationship is starting to feel like a chore, but I really hope I'm not starting to fall.
We're online 24/7. 24/7. You're listening to the hottest internet station.
This DJ mixing the beats.
Beat, 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 beat.
Tell me, are you the one, love? I'm far from a sucker, I ain't looking for dumb love. It's gotta be you. The day that we one hug, my body caught a chill. I got bit by the love bug. I see you, I see the words try to die. If they put me away, would you be there by my side? Baby girl, we can sit here and try to vibe. I just hope that this is true love and it's not a lie. I ain't looking for somebody to live off, only a shorty to live with, shorty to live for, shorty to laugh with, shorty to chill with. I need a Jada Pinkett, cause I'm bound to be Will Smith. I see it in your role. You ain't trying to play around, you really try to show me you gon' ride through the ups and downs. If you the love juice, I wanna be pissed drunk. Before I do that, answer me this, huh?
But I'm just a soul whose intentions are good. Oh Lord, please don't let me be misunderstood.
Don't understand me, overstand me. Can't stand me, take a seat, bullet headed to the Grammy. Holler for them Grammys, I now fly to Miami. Up early like coffee for a squad of Grammys. But I'm referring to my goons, goblins and mobsters. G's that do it proper, don't fuck with no imposters. I hustle like Dominicans and smoke like the Rastas. And eat like Italians with pasta, no papa. DJ Ang, in my youth, but now I'm all grown up. R.I.P. Papa, love you, so I'm gon' blow up. Man, I'm so sick and tired, but I won't throw up. And I can't go to sleep till my pockets grow up. I'm talking about more than a million years old. New York, ice on my heart. The streets have made it cold. Real to the T, true stories is always told. So I'm nothing like laundry, cause I would never fold.
I'm just a soul who's intentions are good. Oh
what
Lord,
can we do?
Please don't let me be misunderstood.
Please,
just don't
let me. Yeah, ma, I love you like a lie. I get a rush from your touch, sorta like a high. I used to adore your presence, now I'm like a bye. Kept it 100 with you, what give you the right to lie? We in two different spaces, and you done turned Gemini, completely changed faces. You wouldn't understand even if we trade places. You never find another
station with the best music.
Walk slow with that. I'm the same, ain't changed, but the haters where homies at. Got me like, damn, where my homies at? Fuck it, it's just me. Can't hold me back. Use a chair, bite the hand that feeds you, especially when the hands are legal. Yes, you could. Consider it a lesson learned. I guess it was just my turn. To learn the hard way, you can't always trust the ones you love.
We're online 24/7. 24/7. You're listening to the hottest internet station.
DJ mixing the beats.
Beat.
Your bail, thinking about your repeal. 23 hours up in the cell. I know how it feels to survive off the strength, off in three square meals. Wifey won't accept calls, claim she gotta pay bills. Won't come up and visit with you. Add it to fall. All you really want is the package. Once a month, and not even that. All you really need is a letter. Every now and then, a pack of cigarettes in the sweater. If you think it's cold now, make it hot for the weather. Say to yourself, blood, I promise you, she didn't get better. My mother don't condone it. My girlfriend mother smoking. Life is roaring my pot. Let me cook up a moment. 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 Let me cook up a moment.
Cops that are rosé. Bitches in my old phone. I should call one and go home. I've been in this club too long. The woman that I would try is happy with a good guy. But I've been drinking so much.
Best music.
This is how we eat, right? Strip hard, fresh bars. Gotta keep the heat tight. Toast to the connect. Cheers to the cheap right. Toast to those too foul, avoiding the D-strike. New range, the cash we took. I threw shoes on the floor, they cut athlete's foot. The guard flashed the gym. I nickname your girl Kim. Cause every time the car dash, she in. Yeah,
turn the radio scrape the plate.
Brillo, had your head swinging back and forth. Willow, cops tried to ban me from the court. Billow, Riley, still with his girl, but he knows she ain't a dime. I can see that sell you like shit. Those are just dimes, I can see they sell you like shit. Spread the guard, Jada kiss. What's close to that? Now let's toast to that. Just bring the bottles to me. If you got it from the streets, you probably got it from me.
Took some of my closest friends. This ain't for y'all, this is toast to them.
So let's go.
And right now you in the mix with my dog, DJ Anguish. This official bangers right here. He only play exclusive shit.
I got car money, fresh start money. I want Saudi money. I want art money. I want women to cry and pour out their heart for me and tell me how much they hate it when they apart from me. Yeah, and lately I do this with the meanest. Tell them I love them and don't ever mean it. We go on dates, I send a maid back out the neighborhoods and never seen it. That shit is dangerous, but it's so convenient, I ain't lying. Yeah, and comfortable I fit. That manual Ferrari Italian, some fly shit. Sitting at the house like I bought it in 96. Cause honestly, I'm too fucking busy to drive stick. I swear, too fucking busy. Too busy fucking this nigga girl, but to me she wasn't. But hot before they opened doors for me. Preheat the oven a minute though, but I ain't finished though. It's been a minute though. My newest girl from back home got issues with parents and some charges. How the fuck can I get her to Paris? Luckily, I'm the greatest my country's ever seen. So chances are I get deported to issue me clearance. Dreams, money, goodbye. Everybody else surprised. I wasn't surprised.
Baby, please don't break my heart.
Escalade with a made man in it. Rose gold shades with the rose lenses. Pink champagne in the flow so endless. All I seek is perfection. Ain't no secrets, I'ma eat that for breakfast. Keep her close to me like every she spoke to me. In the middle of the winter, summer, let her close to me.
All these stars out and these people know my name. I can be so pretentious, but he likes.
You're listening to the hottest internet station.
Hottest DJ mixing the beat.
Like Berkeley, met her at Coachella. I went to see Jigga, she went to see the trip. Perfect. I took a seat on the ice cold lawn. She handed me a
what
ice cold
lawn.
Whatever. She said she wanna be a tennis really bad.
Ooh. Vice. Well, shout out to my man DJ Anguish, man, on the killer mix. You know what I'm saying?
Little taste, no bouquet, baby, baby, no bouquet, baby.
Yeah, yeah, this your boy Cuban Link, South Boogie Down Bronx Bomber, putting it down with my boy TDI on New Talk City. You know how we do, man. E2K, we on the spot with it.
Vice. Yo.
Yeah, man. You already know.
Showcase hung
crazy
up.
Mix, crazy mix. Yeah, he's done. He's gone. He's out of here. Shout out to Anguish. Anguish mix is fire.
Oh, man, but, that was a good one.
You already know, man. Follow Vice at The Real Vice NYC, DareAlvicenyc. Follow DJ Anguish, One, New Talk City One, TDINYC, man. Get a Twitter page if you can't follow us, because you do follow back. Talk to Xavier in the background.
Yeah, yeah, it's my little man. Watching Wassalin right now.
Shout out to my homegirl Jill on the check-in on Facebook. She just hit me up and asked me, do you still talk to Vice? Oh, my God.
Who?
Yeah, long story, homie.
Who?
But, my homegirl Jill, back in the days, legend days.
Oh, you gotta call me after the show and put me on, guys.
Yeah, shout out to my homegirl Jess, though.
Shout out to my homegirl for calling me today.
That's the line for calling me Saturday at 2 in the morning.
No way.
Word.
No.
Yeah, man. It was 2 in the morning. So it was like 11 o'clock where he was at.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Yeah, I forgot he's in Cali. I forgot. Yes. Right, what happened? Why should I hung up? I caught him with that one.
You set him up light. You set him up lovely. I'm gonna have to go back and listen to that. That was classic Legion of Doom material, B.
Oh, man.
Right. Anyway, man, you already know where to catch us each and every Monday, 8 p.m. on LushRadioOnline.com. You can call us 347-826-7722. I think we're about to get about it here, man. And, Showcase, man, you out there, man. Come on down.
You're the next contestant on New Talk City.
So we out here, man. Happy belated Father's Day to everybody, man. You already know, man. Catch us next week, man. We good.
All right.